welcome to episode 217 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Newcomer to the cord cutter movement.
Dylan Roush.
BR.
And Gabe Philbin.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, is cord cutting stealing cable?
No, it's delivering babies.
Yeah. No, it's getting rid of cable.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Part of the cord cutting niche.
Oh, you mean like TV? Okay.
Yeah.
I had to think about that. Yeah, I was like, did you deliver a baby?
Kudos on getting the episode right on the second try.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's the only try.
We only do one take.
Yeah, one take.
Yeah, it's true. Straight Everything's in one take.
One take mm-hmm. Javi is what they've always called
nope.
me.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think. No.
I don't think anyone's ever called you that.
Yeah, just one take.
Never.
So.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well,
so.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you like video games?
Kinda. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I like them too. We should talk about them sometime. On the internet.
That's a good time. We should make a podcast after we're done with this one.
Yeah. How about it? Hey, welcome back. We just showed you the behind the scenes of the first episode.
The first episode of video games.
Yep. So guys, cool. Mm-hmm. What have you been playing?
It's been a while.
Ryan.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, so I don't think I guess I haven't talked about this because I started playing it after PAX. I've been playing The Witness.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I wonder who hasn't here.
Yeah. You?
Is anyone here?
Me.
Yeah, it's just you. Dylan.
Of course it's me.
Just Dolan. I think I like The Witness.
It's pretty neat.
This is the first Jonathan Blow game that Ryan likes.
Yeah.
One for two.
Yes. he's got his long storied list of games that he has made. I like it. It's pretty cool. The other night I got to a puzzle that I saw Javi tweet about using Photoshop to like figure it out, and it was late, and I was like, I don't have any graph paper, so fuck this. I'm stopping now. I know how to solve it. I just have to go remember it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do this right now.
Which area was that in?
That's the when you're looking down on all the hedge mazes. Ah, mazes. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hedge mages.
Yeah. Ed.
So that's where I was. And I guess because it's kind of open. So, like, I think.
It's real open.
Yeah. And talking to Harris, he had done that part, but not another part that I had done. So. Yeah, I guess it's not super indicative of how far in the game I am.
No, it's just essentially like how many beams do you have?
Yeah, I've got two beams. And I guess that one might be the third that I would get. I don't know. Or maybe I have to go to the other side to get the beam.
The hedge area, that like castle.
It's the first half, right?
No, you only need to do one half of that area.
Okay.
Because there are two puzzles at the top that like activate the beam.
Spoilers. Right. But So I've only done half of that part then.
Okay.
I've been playing that, and then I also played some of Firewatch. I only played like probably half an hour because I bought it and set it to download, and it was really late when I remembered, oh yeah, I was downloading that, I wonder if it's done. And it was, so I played for a little bit and then stopped. But I'm not really far enough into it to say, and it's kind of one of those games where I don't know if you really want to talk about it because it's just a, like, the story is the game. So I guess it's like talking to Harris, he said it was kind of like, he's like, if you like Gone Home, you'd probably like it, and I did. So I think that's all I've been playing. I got rid of cable. So I've been streaming a lot of Seinfeld. I've seen every episode so many times, but it's still good to go back and watch that. So I've been doing a lot of that.
No more SportsCenter, huh?
Actually, no. With Sling TV, I have ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have like, I think that has like 20-ish channels.
How is Sling TV? How's that working for you?
It's not bad.
Because I've heard pretty negative things, because that's like the only way I know that I can get the El Rey Network, because I really want to watch Lucha Underground.
What have you heard?
I've heard that the service is just not great. It is not like a proper, I don't know, a proper like replacement of cable.
Well, because it's streaming.
Yeah. So. I mean, just like I've just heard some negative things, but I'm glad to hear that it's going well.
It's fine. Like the Xbox One app kind of sucks,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have issues where you'll be watching something, and at least once at some point in the episode, it's going to like lock for about 10 seconds and then jump back ahead. More than likely. I say every episode. I've just noticed it when it's running, but I don't really know if it's every episode of something. But yeah, the Xbox One app isn't great. Mm-hmm. It seems to run a little better on my phone when I played around with that. So I don't know, but it's fine.
Like I said, I'm sure, I need to watch Lucha Underground, and that's like the
I'm
only
sure
way
you could get Lucha Underground and enjoy that. And it's $20, so it's not
$20
like
a month
breaking the bank. Yeah, it's $20 a month, and then it has all the other stuff you can like a bunch of stuff you can add. I think El Rey is part of the basic package, though. I'm pretty sure.
All right, cool.
I'm not sitting in front of it, so I couldn't tell you.
Cool. Yeah, I've heard some fucking real cool things about Lucha Underground. So
yeah, I will say
you should watch Lucha Underground, Ryan.
Yeah, that's probably gonna happen.
Yeah, do it.
When I did cancel my cable, though, I'm pretty sure the lady tried to sell me back the same package I had, as like, oh, I can get you the package you have now for $135, and I was like, no, just cancel everything. And then later that night, she's like, no, it'll have all the same equipment. And because I'm paying like $200.
Jeez.
And I was like, that's way too much.
That's
so
crazy.
She was like, well, I can get it to you for $135 with all the same equipment. And that's never true. When they say that, it's there. She's like, no, it's all the same equipment. It's never that. Like, she's always leaving out something. They're always leaving out something.
Yes, and 6 months later, it goes back up to your old price.
Not even that. I went home and checked, and the $135 package is what I had. But after the extra box and the HD, and I'm still getting charged for the fucking cable modem, and like all of that equipment charges and taxes and everything, it comes out to $200. So I was like, boy, she literally tried to sell me back the exact package.
Con artist.
Yeah. Yeah, I had another guy once who tried to, like, when I canceled, he's like, no, we can get it for cheaper. And then I said, okay. And then after the first bill, some of the equipment fees went up, and it actually ended up being more. I was like, fuck you. You piece of shit people. So
next week, we're upgrading to CenturyLink's gigabyte service. So excited for that.
So Dow doesn't suck the internet away?
No, well, that was just, we found out that was just Surge's router was crapping out. We got the Nighthawk router that looks like a fucking like spaceship.
Yeah,
it's got like six rectangular antennas that come up from the side.
I think that's the newer version. I have like the one of the first ones, but yeah, now the newer ones have like
and
way more
still,
antennas.
There's something with our fucking walls. They're like made of lead or something, because that does not like that. The connection in Dal and Serge's room, which is at the other side of the house, is like okay with that thing. And
what's it broadcasting at?
What, like the frequency?
Yeah, check the broadcast
like
frequency.
Like 5 gigahertz?
It's got two different
ones. Okay, because your devices might be 2.4.
No, no, like they're like computers that can connect to 5. Like they're connecting to the 5 gigahertz network, and it's still like.
Yeah, no. My grandpa had that problem where their Comcast router was at 5, but his wireless card was for 2.4.
No, but if it's for 2.4, it won't connect at all.
But the thing is, like, the walls. I brought my PlayStation controller around the corner, like, so I'm on the other side of a wall, and I had audio going through it, and the audio started, like, cracking up like crazy. And I was, like, five steps away.
That's weird.
And if I stand across the street at the bus stop, I have a fine connection. But you can't get it in Surgeon Dell's room. Our house is weird. We're pretty sure a murderer used to live here. You can legitimately lock people inside the house.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's
a strange
thing.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's pretty dope.
No, I didn't really. I mean, I was kind of kind of done. The cable's gone.
Cable's gone.
And so far, so good. I did also, when I signed up for Sling TV, they were doing, if you paid for 3 months in advance, you could get a Roku 3 for half price. Or Fire TV for $50 off, or just a free Roku 2.
Fuck so, is that?
Roku's like a media box.
Yeah, it's a little streaming box. So I got the half price Roku 3, and it still hasn't gotten here. I didn't get any mail today, and yesterday the mail office was closed, so I don't know what's going on. but that's all I've been playing.
That's the life of Ryan right now.
Yeah. Oh, Harris did tell me that I guess the multiplayer version of Elite is coming out as like a standalone, which I think is kind of a...
I'm confused.
Huh?
Like
what?
What's the
PvP mode?
The PvP mode.
Oh, okay. The arena mode?
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of neat because I think it's a good move because there's probably a lot of people who like are kind of into the idea of like some multiplayer space combat, like, you know, like fast Twitch style, but who do not want to invest $60 for Elite Dangerous to do it. So I think it's pretty good. He said it's only going to be like $7.50.
Yeah.
And if you have Elite Dangerous, you get it for free. So that'll be pretty neat. I hope it brings more people into play because CQC was kind of quiet the last time we played it. So that would be good to see more people in it, give more people access to it without having to invest in the whole game. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. Well, but, we're pretty similar in our activities. I've played The Witness and Firewatch over these 2 weeks. Had we recorded last week?
Am I gonna be the one person not that hasn't played either of those again? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Party of one, Dylan Rash.
Party of one. I played other shit.
Had we done this podcast last week, I wouldn't have had anything to say because of traveling and midterms. But now I also beat The Witcher 3. I forgot about that. So that's finally done. Yay!
I thought you said you beat it like weeks ago.
No, I wanted to beat it weeks ago, and then I didn't. Oh, okay. Then I went to Texas, and then Winter Trash Palace the week after that, and got very distracted. But yeah, Witness and Firewatch both came out real recently, and that's a real good combination of games to kind of start the year. Like, Witness is like, it just kind of like clicked with me of having like stupid conspiracy theories about how to like solve a puzzle, and then that stupid conspiracy theory and actually being right, and that's never the case in the puzzle games, so it always bugs me. But it just gets me. And that is pretty much... Witness is pretty much all I did this weekend. Because after, like, back-to-back weekends of traveling and hanging out with people, I decided, like, I'm not going to do shit this weekend. I'm just going to play The Witness, and I'm going to get it done. And I beat it Monday morning. And that... Jeez, that game is crazy. Like, the puzzles in that game just... I don't know, they... That game can make you feel real smart, and then the next puzzle makes you feel real fucking stupid for like 25 minutes, and it's great.
Yeah, I've had to look up one puzzle, and I was like, well, because I sat there like a couple of days, went back to it, and I was like, well, I'm not getting it. And I was like, well, I'm just going to look it up, and then maybe I'll see what I'm missing. No, still no clue. No fucking clue what it was trying to convey to me. There was one that Harris and I talked about where I don't want to say anything about it. It was in the hedge maze.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I just guessed and got
just,
it.
Just
oh, that fourth one? Yeah.
What the hell? The third one.
Yeah, I just guessed and got it, and then Harris told me what it was. I was like, huh, I guess that's cool, and I went back and checked it, and I was like, oh, he's right, yeah. But I literally just guessed and got it right.
One thing that's cool, though, is... like, if you run into a puzzle that you have no idea, like, you've never seen that pattern before, you're not sure what the rules are, all around the island, along the coast, there's these boats that you can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the map on the boat, and the map of the island basically has those little new elements that, like, and you take the boat to that area, and that's where the tutorial is. That's where it teaches you the rules. So really? If you want to learn anything new, you go to the boat and try to find the symbol.
Huh.
And go to that.
I did not know that.
And it's also real fun to ride around in the boat around the island. It's a great old time.
Yeah. Make sure you realize you have a knot, or the thing on the right.
The speed gauge.
How fast. This is the speed gauge because we rode that boat real slow for the first couple hours.
But yeah, witness, it was, I don't know, I don't want to, like, say, I can't get into, like, specifics, because, like, figuring out puzzles is, like, the whole fun of that game, but, like, as far as, like, puzzles go, and how it, like, teaches you things, and, like, what information, like, it keeps from you at times, just makes it really satisfying, and also frustrating for those, like, hours that you just get stuck, but I think I tweeted this of, like, I love the puzzles of that game. The, like, kind of the message that I think Jonathan Blow is, like, trying to get across is, I don't agree with it too much. But I don't know if I can, like, get into that either without, like, doing spoilers, but yeah. So I don't know. Firewatch and Witness are both games that are a little difficult for me to talk about other than I like both of them. And then Firewatch, yeah, I guess I'm just getting to that now. After just saying how I find it difficult to talk about, I'll try to talk about it. Of the like, immediate thing that Firewatch made me, like, feel was sad because I had to run it on low on my computer. And it's just, this graphics card isn't doing it anymore. And that's just a depressing reality that I live in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Graphics cards are expensive.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it makes sense because this card I got in, like, 2012, and it wasn't, like, top of the line then, so it kind of makes sense. But what sucks is you can take pictures in Firewatch and then get them developed, and I really wanted to do that, so I was, like, taking real beautiful pictures, and now they're all, like, on the low settings, and it sucks. And that game looks real good. It still looks good on low, but, you know, obviously not as good, which is disappointing. But if there's one thing I can say, like, without getting into, like, spoilers of Firewatch story, of something that game does that is kind of, like, I don't know, that, like, maybe, like, a something that makes it kind of an outlier, maybe, is just being alone in, like, nature, and or just, like, an environment in general, just, like, complete solitude. And just, like, walking around, like, there's no real, like, rush, and it's just, like, a real cool feeling to just, like, walk around and in, like, the forest. And it was just, that was, like, my favorite part of the game. Also, there's a lot of Far Cry 2 in that game, which I like. I really like Far Cry 2. Trying to think of anything else I've done. Oh, Street Fighter. Street Fighter came out last night / today. And I played that with Serge and Dal, and it's fun. It's, I'd like, the word on the street is very, like, feature incomplete, which I think was kind of the, like, sentiment going into it. Like, I feel like that was kind of known. Not that that makes it, like, excusable or, like, not something to be bummed about, but it seems like it's going to, like, or what they've said is, like, they're going to add stuff in later, so it's just very bare bones right now of... Essentially, you can do tournament play, and that's kind of, like, the highest, or, like, I don't know, that's kind of, like, the gist of what you got, which I guess is kind of what matters most in fighting communities, so they got that down.
Didn't, I heard some rapper beat some
Lupe Fiasco
player.
Beat Daigo.
I was 100% sure that Lupe Fiasco
was at the Grammy.
Was a new character. Oh,
you didn't know who Lupe Fiasco was?
I didn't know who any of these people were. Someone at work told me, hey, so, what's his name?
Daigo.
Daigo Umehara. Daigo was playing Lupe Fiesta. Is that right?
Fiasco.
Lupe what? Fiasco. He was playing Lupe Fiasco, and he lost. And I was like, I don't know what anything you just said means.
That is my biggest fear, is someone's going to come up to me and start talking about video games at work, and I'd be like,
What?
Well, he said that, and the way he worded it just like that. So I was like, I figured Lupe Fiasco was a character in the game, and Daigo somehow lost using him. And I was like, he's like, no, he's a rapper. He lost. Okay.
Well, okay. So the problem was everyone was tweeting about Lupe Fiasco when the Grammys were on. So I was watching the Grammys with Serge, and I was telling him like, oh, apparently like Lupe Fiasco does something. And we're just like watching and waiting for Lupe Fiasco to show up.
Ryan, to put this in context, it's as if a video game player beat Kobe at basketball.
It's cause, I understand Daigo's it now.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But when he just started saying it to me, just spoke these words to me, I was like, what? I don't understand.
Right. But actually, it's like if Lupe Fiasco beat Kobe at basketball.
Yeah, then someone showed me a picture of Lupe Fiasco later. I was like, oh, jeez.
We got a fiasco.
I've never seen him actually, so excuse me for a second.
He's got a hair fiasco going on. I'm waiting for Dylan to look this up.
Dylan, look it up already.
It's searching.
Look it up if you're so great.
It's searching.
But yeah, play.
Apparently, my phone is on 3G right now, and I don't know why.
I took advantage of Serge and Dal trying to learn different characters, and I just spammed Laura, so I actually got some wins in.
Oh, that is a hairy situation.
Now I gotta look at this.
This is good radio. Podcasting 101 right here.
You guys are supposed to carry it while I'm distracted.
That's what I'm doing. Podcasting.
Well, the picture that I'm seeing is like he just like. It looks like he dipped his head into, like, a bowl of flour.
Into a bowl of Cisco's hair.
Don't talk shit about Cisco's hair.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know in Home Alone 2 when, like, Marv gets covered in like, the powder that falls down on him? Now imagine that just on, like, the top of Lupe's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Javi, what's you been up to?
Pokemon.
I saw you made a Lego Squirtle.
I did make a Lego Squirtle. That was a nightmare.
Which Pokemon have you been playing?
Why?
Oh, okay. I just beat Omega Red like a week ago.
Oh, but regular Red is about to come out. Or Omega...
Omega Ruby.
That's
Emoji
right.
Red.
Yeah. Emoji
Red is coming out next week.
I think I'm gonna get yellow because.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, you're gonna get yellow.
Because yellow is the only one of those three I haven't played.
Right. Yeah. I'm probably gonna play those. I also went on kind of like a manic shopping spree, trying to own everything from my childhood. So I bought the exact same Game Boy Pocket that I used to have, but the screen was all nicked up, so I ordered a brand new screen, and I did some, like, homemade replacements of that. That was pretty fun.
Didn't you have the Game Boy Micro?
No, I always wanted one, but I never got one.
Oh, okay.
But, I never had a Game Boy... I never had the Advance SD, which was, like...
SP.
Excuse me.
Well, I have an extra one now, if you want it.
I don't have any Game Boy Advance games, so...
Well, what happened is the SP has, like, the very first backlighting. It's actually front lighting. It's, like, the lights outside of the screen blaring down onto it, so it's really foggy and terrible looking. But that was the very first handheld, other than the Game Gear, but that doesn't count. It was the first handheld to have, like, lighting on so you could play it at night. But then... Later in the SP's life cycle, they released two colors that had a new screen, which is the screen we see in 3DSs and DSs today. Actually, I think it's a better screen than was in the original DS. And it's a really, really great color, and it's all lit up inside the screen. Anyway, so I tried to order that from Amazon, and what came was a an actual... Okay, so well, this one's called Graphite. The color is graphite, and that's why I ordered that, because graphite is always the new screen. And what showed up was the Onyx color, which is just straight up black, and the screen was old and shitty. I'm like, all right, this is not what I ordered, so I had to order it again, and now I have both.
I remember that I hated the backlight. Like, it was so right, bad.
It's really foggy. But yeah, and then I've been playing The Witness. So, like, we started The Witness, like, a week before Gabe. We're almost done, and Gabe just beat it all in, like, a couple days.
It was literally all I did. Like, I woke up and I played The Witness until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. I woke up and then played The Witness. It felt so good not doing anything, guys. I'm so happy.
That's impressive, though. You beat all that by yourself.
Yeah, Dal came in for like a few things as like a spectator, and spectator is not the right way, but like he would like help with some of the puzzles. So like a few things like we did together, mm-hmm. bouncing ideas off of each other. Because mm-hmm. like figuring out what some of the puzzles mean can be real fucking tough.
Yeah, definitely.
Like even when it's teaching you what they mean.
My favorites are the ones where you separate colors, or like, yeah, basically where you have to either like have all the same colors not touch each mm-hmm. other, or grab pairs of two of the same color. Like those are by far my favorite.
Yeah.
Some of the puzzles are actually really fun to figure out. Other ones are just a nightmare, and you're like, I hate this.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are like real close to the end. The last the boss or like gauntlet of puzzles at the end is like fucking amazing. Like it's insane.
Yeah. Do you know where we are right now?
You guys are like,
We just went
into the
tower or the mountain.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know you were that far.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are like right there. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what I've been playing.
Cool. 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 Mm-hmm. Dylan.
What it is, yo?
Tell me.
Oh.
What are my options?
Oh, what. Is this true and false?
What did you play that is not The Witness or Firewatch?
Okay, so I bought Digimon Cyber Sleuth.
Is that the Persona game? Persona-like game? Because Dal just got that.
I want to say, okay, there are elements of Persona there. And then, Digimon World, of course. And then just your typical JRPG stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really digging it. It's got the art. The guy who does all the art character designs for the like Shin Megami Tensei games. So that was pretty cool. So I'm digging. But I'm gameplay wise, I think it's pretty fun. I'm digging it. It's kind of got like a built-in like the whole like Digivolve like system is pretty cool.
Digiballs.
But I don't really have much to say about it, because it's just, I mean, it's a JRPG. There ain't much to differentiate itself mm-hmm. other than it having, like, a ton of, like, different characters.
Okay. Yeah. I saw Dal play it a bit, and...
did he get it on PS4, or...?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Okay, I got it on Vita, because I guess you can play it on the PSTV as well.
Okay.
So, actually, if you're, it's $20 cheaper on Vita. So if you have a PSTV,
what I saw from what he played, it looked like the Chao Garden, kind of, from Sonic Adventure
yeah,
2.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I was... You can raise them in, like, a farm, and it's a lot like the Chao Garden.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did I play? I played quite a bit of Diablo 3. I'm trying to platinum it, actually. I have one trophy to go.
Which one?
Get a character to level 70 in hardcore mode.
Oh, shit.
which I was at like level 40 and someone joined my game who was level 70 and I immediately got one shot.
Oh no.
I had no there was no like dodging or anything. They joined and I was like, "Oh, who's that?" And then my corpse, like my body exploded from just like a melee hit from an enemy and I was like, I was fine up until now. I'd been tanking everything.
God, that sucks.
And I was like, ah, that's depressing.
Yeah, Harris bought the expansion on PC, and we started going through because like they're doing like the new seasons thing.
Yeah,
but we didn't get very far. I kind of want to get back into it.
Get on PS3, PS4.
No, I already own it.
I played a bit on PC as well, just to get the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not much to say beyond that. Let's see. Disney Infinity is actually probably the major one I've been playing.
Oh. You've infected him, Javi. He's got the itis.
Well, okay, I should say I don't feel the same way as Javi does.
I didn't think you would. It's
fun. What? I enjoy it. It's each level. I've only really done like the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, I think for me it comes down to the fact that it is definitely a kid's game, and with that, it's very very simple and pleasant, and like it's a really relaxing game to play, especially like just jumping into random community toy boxes and seeing what they put together.
And also spending
a lot of time surrounded by franchises that you like. You know, I love Disney and Marvel and Star Wars, so like it's just really cool. It's like chocolate and peanut butter all right there. So I think a big part of why I like the game so much is partly the franchises that are involved, but also just kind of the kind of stress-free nature of a child's game. It's fun.
Yeah, I can understand that bit.
Yeah,
and there are bits I enjoy. I actually do enjoy a good bit of it. Some of the missions were just a little too simplistic, I guess.
Yeah, it's as bare bones.
Pick up this open guy and world throw game. Him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw the things over here. Race these people really quick.
Funny thing though, the kind of the contained worlds, I guess, is like Endor and all that. It reminds me like your typical like collecting platformer.
Sure. And that's another part of why I like it so much. Well, the thing is that Star Wars' playsets were a lot more fun for me because there is that collect-a-thon platforming element there.
Yeah.
All the Marvel playsets are just punch this thing a bunch. Punch everything.
But
there was no real exploration or, you know.
Okay.
And back then, the combat was significantly more simple than it is now. Like, so it was even worse.
Ooh,
because it was all action-focused.
Yeah. Yeah,
Spider-Man's was fun, though.
Endor is where it really hit me.
Yeah,
where I was just like, oh, okay, this is like the spooky woods from Donkey Kong 64,
right?
Shit like
and,
that.
And when you're in space in your ship, there's some places where you can land on like a moon, and that's very Ratchet and Clank or Mario Galaxy, where you're walking around a sphere. And there's collectibles and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man, now I want a new Ratchet and Clank.
It's coming.
It's coming.
I mean, kind of new. New enough.
But yeah, I like trying out the different figures, too.
So doesn't that mean the movie's coming out soon, too? The Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah.
Haven't seen anything for that.
That's good. I have, and it doesn't look good.
Oh, great.
Like the movie, like visually, it looks like Ratchet and Clank, but it's not funny at all. It's like every joke is awkward and falls flat.
Oh, no.
But that's how I felt about a lot of the Deadpool trailers. So hopefully,
we got a question on suit. Deadpool, so we can get into your viewing of Deadpool.
Well, I didn't have anything else to say really.
Yeah, and I think actually let's just get into questions now because there's some discussions that can be facilitated here.
Oh my god.
Questorinos.
Discussion. First up, Justin Doss.
Hi, listeners.
Hey, listeners. First up, Justin Doss asks, will you guys be getting the division? And here's something that I remembered that you asked this question, so I purposefully forgot to mention it when I was talking about what I was playing. And
it depends. There's a beta going on this weekend, yeah, so me and Harris are going to try and play it.
I played the beta with Harris at his place when I was in Austin, and that game has potential.
Join me and Harris this weekend then.
Yeah, like I hope you guys can get it. What's the beta on this weekend? Because it was Xbox One when we played it.
If Harris was inviting me, I assumed it was PS4, but
I hope PS4, because then
I'll have to double check, because we were gonna try and play it this weekend.
Maybe we can all get into it. It seems like there's a divide between like kind of solo play and then the multiplayer, and the solo play is like fine. It's just like going around the city, like typical like open world stuff. Go do missions and things, get better gear. But what was really cool, and is like what gives the game that like the potential that I mentioned, is the multiplayer, in that it's just called like the Dark Zone, and when you go in there, you essentially can go in there solo, all by yourself, and it's kind of a PvE and PvP area of, there will be like AI guys that you kill and then like get gear from them, and it's in the Dark Zone, like the gear's usually better. But the thing is, like, there's essentially friendly fire on, so you can shoot anyone you want at any time, and then like you get marked as rogue and become like a quote like bad guy, and have to like not like have to, but you know, you just kill shit, you go on a fucking rampage, and you can steal the stuff that other people pick up, because it doesn't seem like it drops multiple like things whenever you kill like an AI boss. It just drops like an item. So if you like get into a group of people, like you find some people and like you say to each other like, oh, like let's work together to get this guy down, because like sometimes that can be pretty tough. Like somebody can pick that up and you're like, no, fuck you, I wanted that, and then just gun them down. And that like that random player dynamic was kind of a part of DayZ, except you know, not against PvP like AI at all, because the zombies weren't really like the scary part of DayZ, and that like that's what like the biggest appeal of this game is, I think, of just like being a functional kind of more like grounded DayZ, that mainly in the just like a functional capacity, because Javi, you tried to play DayZ and just yeah, that didn't go great.
That's funny. It's like that you were leading up to comparing it to DayZ, because I've only heard this game compared to Destiny. The developer said, we've been paying very close attention to what Bungie's been doing and all the mistakes they've made, and we've steered clear of repeating their mistakes.
That's the biggest.
Sounds like they were going for.
Like I have of just like, is this going to be a Destiny beta? Like how much more is there?
Where like that is the whole game, that kind of thing. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, look, I think that they realize that there is a giant group of people that bought Destiny, and the hardcore of the hardcore are starving. They're the ones that are still playing are like, wow, there's nothing to look forward to. There's nothing going on, except for there was a thing said last week, I think, but.
I think there's like, a Destiny expansion coming
out. Destiny players are tired. They want content. And so I think the Division is going for the jugular, saying like, hey, we have the content you want. We're better than Destiny. Like, we are the next Destiny. And I think that's what they're trying to get across.
I hope so.
As much as like that's true, I have no idea.
Of like what, just like the moment that like Harris and I, like what we went in kind of like skeptical, because the Division has kind of been like dead air for so long, like it's been radio silent for I don't know, like since pretty much like since the,
it got revealed. Announced the same time as Watch Dogs.
It got announced like the year after Watch Dogs got announced.
Really? I thought it was at the same conference.
No, it was the year Watch Dogs was at that conference, but it the Division was revealed a year after Watch Dogs. But like it after that, essentially, like it kind of just went quiet. And that's kind of why we were so skeptical. But once we like got into that like dark zone and we're just kind of wandering around solo, we just like walking around, following like the markers, like seeing where to go. And we just started hearing voices because people were using voice chat and it's like all proximity based. So like when people get close to you, you can just hear them. And they were talking about like, you know, I don't know, people's stuff, like watching football or something. And Harris and I just kind of like looked at each other like, oh shit, something bad could happen. And then they just walked up behind us with their guns pointed and said, either you join our group or you die. So, I mean, you don't have much of a choice. So we ended up tagging along with these guys for a while. And, like, kind of being, like, rogue assholes at times and kind of being, like, goody two-shoes at other times. Because the thing is about going rogue is you're visible to everyone. You have, like, a little skull over your head and you can be, that logo can be, like, seen through buildings. But there's, like, a timer on that. So, like, you go rogue for, like, I don't know, like, 100 seconds or something. And then once you're, like, out of action for that 100 seconds, then that marker goes away. But, like, you can still remember people's names and stuff, so you gotta, like, pay attention. But we, after we tagged along with these guys for a while, we ran into, like, a group of, like, six people, and they were real, like, they were, like, real sketchy about us. And one of the guys we were with just went, well, looks like we got ourselves a Mexican standoff, and then just threw a grenade at them. And it was, like, it was at that moment that we were pretty into it. And it's just, like, the biggest, like, I don't know, like, hold back I have of going, like, all in on the Division is just, you know, waiting until it's out to see, like, what else is there. Because that multiplayer can last a while because it's all just, like, player experience and not, like, necessarily crafted by the game itself. But I don't know how long that can last without, like, a compliment from the actual game. So I'm excited to try out the beta with some more people this time. But yeah, that's the Division.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm hoping to get the Division. Yeah. All right. Next up, Justin.
Who
Doss.
Asked that question?
Justin Doss, and he's asking another one right now. Who's your go-to character in Street Fighter? Used to be Jerry. I'm going Laura now because Jerry's not in the game yet.
Cammy.
Old school Ken. Because what the hell have they done to you?
I like Ken. I like Ken now.
Lupe Fiasco. That's my go-to. Always has been.
I like M. Bison as well.
I will say Rashid or Rashad. I can't remember exactly what his name is, but he's real cool.
Ratchet.
Looking. Ratchet, yes. Ratchet.
Read on this.
reaction from Prototype. Reactions on the reveal of the first batch of Fallout 4 DLC. I've been...
Wait, what?
Yeah, about 12 hours ago, Bethesda posted about this.
Did they say what it is?
No, I have no idea. I didn't hear about this because I've been at school for a while. give me a second while I type in my birthday and everything to figure out what the fuck is going on with Fallout DLC. Because I realized I have not played Fallout for a while, and I kind of went from playing a lot of Fallout to nothing real quick.
I can't. I fucking can't. I played for like 15 minutes, and I was like, no.
Yeah, I probably won't get it because, you know, I haven't played it anymore. I don't really play it anymore. I will say, The Witcher did crash on me a lot more than Fallout did.
Really?
Yeah, I got a lot of crashes in The Witcher.
Wow.
We haven't had any.
In Witcher?
Oh, sorry, I was thinking The Witness.
Oh, no, sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, so it looks like there's some... Workshop DLC, so you can capture live creatures now. Which, okay, I can get down with that. I know some people who would be into it.
$29.99 for that, Gabe.
No, that's $4.99. And then
shut your mouth.
And then there's Far Harbor, which looks like kind of mission based stuff. And they have plans for far more than $60 worth of new Fallout adventures and features throughout 2016.
If I can't even get through the base game without being bored to tears, I don't know if I can get the DLC.
Ryan, have you played any more Fallout? I feel like you played the most out of us, or more consistently.
Yeah, I did. I did start that up a little bit the other day. I just basically ran out and did one mission, and then realized it how late in the afternoon it was and had to go and take care of some errands, and then that was it. So
okay, so here's reading more into the original season pass was $29.99, but now it's $49.99 because they have increased like their DLC plan. They're saying if you bought it for $29.99, there's no like additional cost. But I guess that could.
Did they already raise the price? Because I thought I saw today that they were going to raise the price.
Seem like they've already raised it, but it seems like they're going to. Oh, on March 1st. It's on imminent. March 1st, they're raising it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
I think if I was going to get it, I'm going to wait, because I was able to get all the New Vegas DLC for like $5.
Yeah, especially if you got it on PC, because Steam sales. Like, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
And I mean, at this point, PlayStation sales are doing pretty well too. I'm really impressed with all the PlayStation sales.
Yeah, I saw that
sales.
Valentine's sale was really good.
Yeah, they have a lot.
There wasn't anything I wanted, but
a lot of flash sales on PS4. It's good stuff. Next up from Prototype, are you Team Cap are you hashtag Team Cap or hashtag Team Iron Man? Chris Evans knows the way to my heart. So hashtag Team Cap.
Always trust in Cap.
Ryan, you got to answer this.
I don't care.
No, I don't. It doesn't matter if you don't care. You still got to pick.
Winter Soldier was better than Iron Man 3.
I didn't see either of
Fact.
Them. No.
What kind of Texan are you not watching Captain America?
I don't even know what they. He's not called Captain Texas.
Yeah, but Texans love America.
They love Texas.
Go back where you came from.
They love Texas more.
Did you guys see that Jeb Bush tweet from today?
America.
Fucking gun with his name on it.
He meant to type Texas.
He just meant Texas. Just.
I just. Engravings.
He's
not
from
Texas. Engravings are dumb.
Lives in Florida.
For dumb baddies.
Captain Texas over here.
He lives in Florida.
Yeah.
He was the Florida governor? I think.
He was the Florida Gator.
Fuck.
He hung out with Tebow.
Next up, Prototype. Anybody bought Cyber Sleuth? Dylan did.
Oh, hello.
We talked about that at minute 22 of game. I don't know if it was minute 22.
I don't know what time it was.
It happened. Harris Foster asked, why won't Ryan play Secret Hitler? Why won't you play Secret Hitler, Ryan?
Because every time you guys ask, it's late, and I've been at work late.
Ryan
lacks
the like fortitude.
I don't think that's it.
We played a lot of Secret
the
Hitler.
Mental fortitude.
We played a whole lot of Secret Hitler at Leavenworth.
Did you get the box set?
No, so that's not out yet, but Devin pretty much made his own. So he like printed it out and put it on like a deck of cards. And,
okay.
Yeah. Devin worked real hard on that set. And
I upgraded to the wooden box.
Yeah, he's getting that once it ships.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, that was a lot. There were moments of Secret Hitler where I was insanely angry, and then other moments where I was just devastated.
Like I said, me, Harris, and Devin last night was almost unfair.
Like, there was a game where I was working real hard with Erica and Serge, and I was liberal, and I was, like, 100% sure they were liberal. They were passing liberal cards with me, and we needed one more to win, and I picked Serge, gave him a liberal and a fascist, and then he put a fascist down, and my heart broke. And then Erica started, like, working, like leaning even harder into, like, working with me, because she's like, fuck Serge, like, all that shit, kill him. She killed Serge, and then the same shit happened where I gave Erica a liberal and a fascist card to win the fucking game, and she put down a fascist card too, and then killed Devin right in front of my very eyes. And
you saw the whole thing.
It still hurts. And after that, it was just like, wow, I'm usually so much better at this game. Yeah, but fuck, Secret Hitler's like. I think we talked about Avalon a bit on this podcast a while ago, and Secret Hitler is I think it's way better than Avalon.
Talk about Avalon.
I don't know how much you played of it, Javi. I think only like a couple games. If
I played the whole first night, which was like three or four games.
Oh, okay, okay. I couldn't remember if you were just that one game and that. Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Big fan. So, Ryan, you should play it sometime.
Being a fascist mm-hmm. is fun.
Dylan Roush, everybody.
I hope that's the name of the podcast today.
I have a feeling I won't name it that. What are your from Prototype? What
I
are
love
your
being a fascist.
What are your spoiler-free thoughts on the Deadpool movie? I haven't seen it yet, but I know Javi did.
It is a lot of fun. It's very good. I think it. I'm of two minds about like the attention it's getting. Like, I think it totally deserves it after being in 8 years of development hell with a studio that didn't believe in it at all, and it's. This movie exists because of the fans. It's for the fans. And it fucking nails it. Like, in that sense. But I'm not going to say it's, like, incredible. But it's very, very good. And if you're a Deadpool fan, you'll be very happy. I really, really liked it.
Oh. You got mail.
Yeah. It's good. Go see it.
I need to see it.
It's great.
I need to see it still.
I want to see it again, so let's go.
Yeah, maybe this weekend or something.
Yeah,
I was gonna
do that shit.
I was invited to go see it Saturday morning, but
should have gone. You would have liked it.
Yeah,
you like comedy.
I feel like I will like really it. Aggressive. But no, I feel like I will like it. But I was also brewing. I didn't want to start so late in the afternoon after the movie was over, so I didn't go. Yeah. But I do think I would like it.
Yeah,
Ryan, how are you gonna watch UT football without cable?
Sports finds a way.
Also, what are your picks to win the World Series this year?
The Houston Astros.
Good choice. Yeah. Good answer. Good
this
answer.
Is a terrible was, time yeah. to pick, have picks.
Yeah, I don't. They. I actually. I think ESPN released their power rankings today,
already?
And it was like, yeah, from MLB. Well, shit. Spring training starts in like less than a month. Like
that's so soon.
Oh my god.
So they released their power rankings, and it was like the Cubs, Rangers, Astros. Astros were like top five.
It's gonna be someone not from that top five.
Cubs were number one, and the Royals were like number six or seven. Well, it's not gonna be the Cubs, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone in the top five power rankings ends up winning. I mean, yeah. Shit, the Royals pretty much went wire to wire last year, so.
I mean, I think the Cubs are the strongest right now, but I've been surprised almost every year by the postseason.
Yeah.
Next up.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Next up, Prototype. Any hype for Skate 4, which was apparently potentially leaked on an Australian website I'm reading. And if Skate, I don't really care much about Skate, but if it is anything as hilarious as Skate 3 was in terms of, like, physics clusterfuck, I am all about it.
Where's Tony Hawk's?
Who gives a shit? Tony Hawk is dead and gone.
Give us a good one.
He sold out so hard for, like, a decade. All that goodwill is bankrupt.
Where?
I forgot Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 came out. Wow.
I forgot Tony Hawk Ride came out.
I never forgot that.
Remember all those awesome games? Remember that launch DS game you bought, Javi?
Yeah, that was the last like traditional good Tony Hawk
game. I don't know if it
game.
Was traditional because it was Downhill Jam, but...
No. Like, it was the one right before Downhill Jam.
Oh.
Downhill Jam was both on the Wii and the DS, but the one before was like American Skate Land.
Wasteland on 360?
I think Wasteland was the console one, but American Skate Land was on the DS, and it had like an 8-ball in the logo. But yeah, that was like, it had Collect Skate, it had Find the Secret Tape. It was just a bunch of collection of little levels and objectives to complete in the levels, and it's like, oh, this is great. And it used all those gimmicks that the DS introduced, like you could record when you bail, you can record a sound effect, so you just like scream into the mic and it sounds terrible, like a Hallmark card. It's like, oh fuck.
Hey, but eat shit Skate, even now it just turns to Tony Hawk.
Yeah, exactly. No, but like, and then you could draw your own deck on the bottom of your board. So you use the stylus on the bottom screen to draw on your board. It was like really cool, and you got to see it while you were skating around. So, yeah,
man, I played so much fucking American Wasteland. You got me just remembering that.
I played so much of fucking 3.
Yeah, me too. 3's the best.
It's like, so I can never remember like the exact time. So 2 added the reverb. Oh no, 3 added the reverb. 2 added manuals.
Correctamundo.
Okay. Reverb was game changer. Yeah, 3.
3. For sure 3.
Fucking prototype. Have you heard about the settlement problem? Because another settlement needs our help. I'll mark it on your map. I need to send you guys a video after we're done recording. That's real good.
I'm sending you guys the American Skate Land cover. Just, you know, for prosperity. Right,
thank you. And then last up from Fistful of Crafts. What do you think Pokemon Go will do / what are your hopes for it? And that's the, what is it called? Augmented reality mobile game.
Yep.
I don't know, like, that trailer was real fun.
The whole description's a little too vague for me to get 100% mm-hmm. behind this, but if I let my imagination run wild and like I just imagine, like, you have this little notifier thing, this little Pokeball looking thing, and it glows and vibrates when a Pokemon is nearby, and so you're supposed to pull out your phone, launch the app, and you actually turn on your camera and you're looking around your environment to try to find where the Pokemon's hiding. I think that's how this works. And then you find the Pokemon, you can try to catch it, and then you can battle other people. So it sounds like they're making Pokemon, but you get to kind of, it kind of augments your reality. And
I get it now.
It's happening, and it's happening on your phone.
Oh, speaking of phones.
yeah. Now,
my battery.
The amount of depth that this goes down, I'm not sure. Like, if it could be as simple as it's just a Tamagotchi game. Who knows?
You pet your Pokemon's faces.
But I love that idea.
Yeah, like, you explaining like thing. That sounds real cheeky. Like,
I mean, I told Rachel, like, if I was 10 when this came out, oh my god. I would have lost my mind. I'd be running up and down the grocery store aisles trying to find. The reason I say that is because this totally reminds me of this Pokemon knockoff that came out in the early 2000s. And I was a little bit too old for it, so I never tried it. But they sold it a little gadget, a scanner, like a bar scanner. They sold that in stores, and basically. You would scan any barcode you can find, and those translated into these monsters that you would catch.
You know what's funny is that you say you were a little too old for it, but now you would totally do it.
I would do it if it were. I would do it for Pokemon. That's right. The thing. Like I never ended up doing it for this random knockoff scanner game. Like, but if Pokemon had it, yeah, I'd dive in. I'd jump in it. And in fact, I am going to check out Pokemon Go as long as the word on the street is not that it's total trash. Like, if it's kind of neat, then yeah, I'm going to try it.
Yeah. And that's the last question we got. So, Ryan, mm-hmm. if people don't know, where do they find us?
White people dabbing.
Have you redirected that yet?
Not yet. Okay. But soon you can probably find us at whitepeopledabbing.com.
Dopping?
Dabbing.
Dopping, yes.
You can also find us at GameOverNation.com. That's the big one. You can find us
the umbrella
on YouTube.
Site.
Yeah, you can find us on YouTube. YouTube.com/GameZeroVernation. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/GameOverNation. And tweet at us at GameOverNation.
And I don't think we've recorded since Javi put out his Kylo Ren video. I don't think we have.
Is that the nachos one?
Nacho? What?
Oh, do you not? No, you know about that clip of I just had sex and now I'm eating nachos.
Nachos.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what he's going for.
That wasn't yours? You didn't make that one?
Unfortunately, no. Not this time.
Go check that shit out. Learn yourself something
about it. Yeah, we gained 2 subscribers today.
Look at that shit.
And I did nothing. There you go. Yeah, become one of our future subscribers. Go to youtube.com/GameOverNation or just search for Game Over Nation. You'll find us. You'll be fine.
Is that guy still? We should maybe check if that guy's still there. Yeah, I think he probably is.
Of course, he's still there. I'm gonna look right now. It's a game.
Ken does not wait 10 seconds.
No, this is live. Jake Mathis. Now we have a name.
You hear us, Jake? We're coming for you, Jake. Jake Mathis. Give us
Game Over Nation back. You have no videos. You have a liked video from 2 years ago.
This is like I remember old IGN days of trying to get Charles on yet the Mr. Slime Twitter handle, but Mrs. Lime was sitting on it.
Yeah. Damn it, Mrs. Lime.
Oh, man.
This guy, the official Game Over Nation channel is only subscribed to 3 variants of Machinima and this channel called Hutch.
Is that like a knockoff
Hitch? This is our legacy.
That's the Hitch you keep in your closet.
My name is Hutch, and I make videos and put them on the internet. That's this like guy's...
That. Yeah. All right, Javi.
Now, do the thing.
Use coupon code Hutch for 5% off all scuff purchases.
What is happening now?
That's the controller that I use. Over. Go to www.scuffgaming.com.
What are you doing?
Stop.
Anyways, you guys have listened to the podcast. Go support Hutch. we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.